Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I am alongside a special guest this week, the Spanish radio broadcaster for the Raiders, Fernando Arias. So great to see you. Welcome back. This must mean we're headed to Mexico City.
Thank you very much. It is. You know, after the great experience last year and the great outcome of the game, it's going to be a lot of fun to go back. And it's a special game. It's a special opponent. So it's got to be double the pleasure.
Fernando, before we get into the actual matchup, I want to get into your background. How did you get this position?
Well, I have a little background in radio and television, and somehow the destiny took me to CBS to do the SAP channel on the games. And then after that, I did like 3 or 4 seasons with the 49ers, and then I got the call from the Raiders, and I'm happy here, and I'm planning to stay here until they kick me out.
Has it always been football? Any other sports that you've called?
No, I have actually done soccer.
Football.
Football, the Latino football. Mm-hmm. I used to do the San Francisco Seals at Kisa Stadium.
Oh, very nice. Wow, that goes way back.
Yeah, for a small TV channel. And I've done baseball. I did the Oakland A's.
When you look at this team, you watch them every week. How different are they from last year at this time?
I think it's the same thing, the same team, even probably more talent. It's just the consistency that you know. After that Kansas City game, you go like, here we go, man. This is the Oakland Raiders that we've been waiting for the whole season. And then we go and lose to the Bills. And so last year, they gave you the impression that they could win any game. Even if they were losing, they had so many great comebacks at the end of the games. And this year, you keep waiting for them to start that comeback, and those comebacks just never come. But the team is there. The talent is there. It's just a matter of executing and being consistent, I think.
Looking at Mexico City and what an event like this brings, what's the atmosphere like there just in terms of bringing the Patriots, the Raiders, these two NFL teams to take on one another in front of the Mexico City fans?
Oh, it's going to be like even better than last year. And last year was excellent. And I think this game is going to exceed the expectations because the Patriots have a lot of fans in Mexico too. Mm-hmm. But the Raiders, with last year's trip, I still think they're going to dominate. The fan base is going to dominate. But it's going to be, you know, there is a lot of memories between these two teams.
Yeah, it helps that the two teams don't like each other.
Exactly. And the fans don't like each other either, you know. So hopefully they take it in a good way and they just let all the frustrations on each other without escalating to more things. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
What's like a typical game day down there? The atmosphere, how is it different than here in the States?
Exactly, yeah. Last year, and, you know, we love the Coliseum. Everybody talks about the atmosphere at the Coliseum. And last year, around the Azteca Stadium, it was just great, man. There were bands playing around, mariachi bands, all kinds of people. Because that stadium in Mexico is huge.
Yeah.
And you should have seen that sea of people just coming in and people hanging around there. It was a beautiful experience.
Well, and I know a lot of the talk going into last year's matchup had to do with the elevation there and avoiding elevation sickness, and it didn't seem to play that much of a factor. How different is it playing a football game with that elevation?
Hearing the athletes talk and, you know, soccer players and people, you know, soccer stars that come from Europe, that go from the United States, they said it's really tough. But hey, football is a really tough sport. And once they get between those lines, they have to forget about everything. They have to forget where they're at. They have to forget the altitude. They have mm-hmm. It's about beating the guy in front of you.
And it seems like Jack and the Raiders organization, they've tailored the travel to avoid any downsides or negative aspects of that increased elevation. So we're looking at the players, the matchups now. Is there one player that you're honing in on that you really want to see step up?
I think you know, for the most part, we thought the defense was going to improve. But I think the players on the offense is the one that they need to go head-to-head with the Patriots. They need to really, at times, they need to forget that they're playing the Patriots. And I think the Raiders need to be, like, really aggressive and smart. And I think it's going to come down to coaching. The Raiders need to make adjustments as the game go by. Because it's not a secret that Bill Belichick likes to take you out of your comfort level. So I think Jack Del Rio is going to have to make adjustments right on the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just counter back and just end up with the win. That's all that matters. They just need to come out with the win.
All right, so what's your prediction then? Is this going to be a close game, barn burner? Who's coming out on top?
Raiders 31, Patriots 27.
Oh, nice close game. I like that, Fernando. Okay, so we're going to go to break here, but I feel like it's only fitting that you take us to break. Why don't you speak a little Spanish to our listeners?
Okay, recuerden, no le cambie. Están viendo el show Silver and Black. Ya regresamos.